Congressman Brian Higgins stood under the Skyway Thursday morning and argued it's a rather unsafe place to be.
Skyway is dangerous, it is dated, and it is dirty.
Higgins, a longtime advocate for removing the Skyway for better waterfront access, notes the 100-foot-high bridge is considered functionally obsolete, meaning it could not be built under today's standards. He also says it poses a danger of falling debris to pedestrians around Canalside and is a pollutant to the outer harbor. He announced he's filed a notice of hazardous condition with the State Departments of Transportation and Environmental Conservation, as well as the State Attorney General.
You know, they need to know that there are hazardous conditions for both motorists and pedestrians, and if they fail to do something about it, they have exposure relative to liability.
The state is on board with removing the Skyway. A state report released last August says it expects to make a decision on how to replace the highway this July, while Governor Cuomo said in January the state is ready to break ground before the end of the year. The total project, including replacing the Skyway with either a boulevard or highway, is expected to cost about $600 million. Funding could soon be available through President Biden's infrastructure plan, so the time to act is now, says State Senator Tim Kennedy.
These are transformational, generational projects that we will never have an opportunity, potentially in our lifetime, to do this again, because we may not have another federal infrastructure bill to this level in our lifetime.
But the Skyway isn't without its supporters.
I do.
I will gladly go point by point with you.
Sure.
And show you why this should not be removed.
Okay.
Robert Altman of Amherst interjected the press conference and questioned whether the Skyway truly restricts access to the waterfront. Higgins says there will be an opportunity for public comment once the state completes its environmental study. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.